All right. Welcome to World News with Israel. This week, I just got up from Sabbath, and that's usually when I do this whole thing. Like, I try to do DJ King Worldwide, and then I try to do Lion of Judah Synagogue, and then I try to do World News with Israel. Let's try to keep it a routine thing. Should probably throw a workout on after that. That would probably be smart. All right, but woke up to Donald Trump being shot in the side of the head. Makes me wonder, could he be the Antichrist? I don't know. Could it have been the 3.5 year Antichrist thing? Because he signed that peace deal like 3.5 years ago, almost 4 years ago. Probably more like four years ago, though, honestly. I'd have to check out the date on that. And then I seen Netanyahu coming out talking for what seemed like longer than normal. And I see clear the vision that Israel has. And I think it's the right vision. It's just a tough vision. So anyways, that's my breakdown of last week. Here we go with this week. We're going to check it out in just a second. So, yeah, like I said, I woke up from Sabbath finding out Trump got shot, I guess, during Sabbath, being out and about. Like, remember the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob says, don't even leave your house during the Sabbath. But I guess people know better. Trump safe after rally shooting, says bullet struck his ear. Now, apparently he got shot from the side because he grabbed kind of his neck or his ear. He's like, ow. And then, ow, ow. And then he realized what was happening and basically hit the ground, which was smart. And then all the Secret Service came around. But from a secondary view, there was a sniper on the roof that apparently got hit, too. And I'm thinking, damn, were there two shooters? Because if one dude's getting hit, like, you'd have to shoot, because there were 7 total shots. You'd have to shoot once at Trump, once at the other person, or vice versa, and then continue firing. You know? So, I'd say 2 shooters, maybe. I don't know, but somehow an audience member got struck. But remember that this is kind of just like, what was it? The New York thing, where that guy lit himself on fire outside Trump's thing. I'm just like, at this point on TV, you really don't know what's real, what's fake. That's all I'm saying. The end of the day. So, glad Trump's all right. Feel bad about the dude behind him that guy hit. Not really sure how Trump got struck in the ear when he's getting shot sideways. So, I don't know. Yeah, it might have hit his ear, but then went through his head because he got shot from the side. So, I don't know how you can get hit in the ear. Unless maybe he didn't get shot in the side. Maybe he just grabbed the side because it hit his ear. I don't know. I'd have to look at the forensic report. I guess we all hopefully will see that. But what was amazing about the coverage, the actual coverage, was that nobody was mentioning who the shooter was. You know, you figure like even during the John F. Kennedy, you know, assassination, or maybe not that one, but the Lee Harvey Oswald one, where I think that was the guy that assassinated Kennedy. Don't quote me. All right, so anyways, we're just glad he's fine. Like, at least Trump will get a talk, but I feel bad for whoever is on Trump's crap list now, because Trump probably ain't playing, and the people who shot him probably ain't playing, so I would say there needs to be a mediator of some kind that needs to step in before everybody gets caught up in the blender of this, in America at least. Netanyahu says, not absolutely certain, Dayev killed, cracks appearing in Hamas. So, yeah, Netanyahu went before everybody and said that he'd been working on taking out the top Hamas agents. And they're not absolutely sure that Dayef was killed, but they think he was. And at least 90 Palestinians reported killed in Israeli strike targeting Hamas military chief. So 90 Palestinians were reportedly killed. All right. Trump held private meetings with VP shortlist within last 24 hours. So, yeah, for some reason, Trump still hasn't released his VP. And I'm still one. I'm like, geez, man, I usually know the VP, like, you know, might as well put Barron Trump as VP or something. A few short minutes after, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying Barron Trump's pretty smart, dude. Like, probably smarter than anyone else that he's going to get. A few short minutes after Trump took the stage, shots rang out. Yeah, we're past that. Glad you're safe, though, Trump. Like, but I guess that's the price you pay. And you kind of know that that's the truth when you look at how many people were assassinated down in Mexico over the elections. So, yeah. So, that's just the price you pay being in politics if you're going to try to go that route. Princess Diana's revealing outfit led to first crack in Charles' marriage. I don't know on that one. I wouldn't even comment on that one. That's old news. U.S. Socialist Group pulls backing for AOC after she hosts panel on anti-Semitism. I like AOC. At first, I thought, because she was getting some bad coverage. At first, I thought I didn't like her. But then, after a while, I realized I do kind of like AOC. She's kind of, she's definitely upfront and honest as she can be about everything. White House to reportedly host Netanyahu for meeting with Biden. Oh, July 12th. What are we at? We're at July 13th right now. So they're just saying that the White House is going to host a meeting with Netanyahu and Biden. I'm kind of interested now. I just want to know who shot Trump, honestly, because we're going to have to hear some kind of story. It's not just going to be an insane guy. It's going to have to be a reason why and how they weren't checked. And then it's got to be a long story here. Prince Harry and Meghan awkwardly smile at Serena Williams' brutal "This is my night" remark. Cool, Prince Harry. A lot of people like Prince Harry. It's kind of funny how many people like Prince Harry. I just heard his name on the block the other day where it's like, yeah, I like Prince Harry. He's kind of cool. And I'm like, why is Prince Harry's name getting mentioned right now? Honestly, just in the place where I was at. All right, Denny's permanently closed. That's like, my mom was saying that she was singing a song out in the garden, and then somehow, some way, somebody came through a store later and was singing the same song. So it must mean she's being tracked or something like that, huh? Huh. Denny's permanently closes restaurant doors and shares final goodbye with customers after CFO Stark. I don't know. Denny's permanently closes restaurant doors. Oh, Denny's is done? Ah, there goes one-third of the breakfast crowd in America. Damn, right now would be a good time to open Lion of Judah, I bet. Huh, I bet. Hey, if you're Jewish, you got money, send it to me, and we'll open this place I already opened once before. That's super cool. Waffles and coffee, yeah. They both have F's in the middle. That's why I did it. Yeah, but it's called Lion of Judah, Waffles and Coffee. And I actually got my own line of coffee out of Ethiopia now. But I just haven't been in the business for like 7 years. Because it costs too much money and too much work. If I didn't run out of money, it wouldn't have been too much work. But if you don't make money, then you run out of money. And when it's too much work, you don't make money. So you basically need a board if you're going to get in business with anybody anymore or have a lot of money and a lot of time and be a really, really devoted person. All right. Attack on Trump reopens CNN. Attack on Trump reopens a chilling chapter in American politics. Yeah, no doubt. Assassinations. Trump's actually a pretty high profile figure to even do an assassination attempt on. But I guess if you're Biden here, and I'm not saying Biden did it, obviously. I guess if you're a Biden supporter, then you're thinking, this is the only way we're going to win. So hopefully that doesn't, like, apply. But, yeah, hopefully you can win other ways. All right. So Bob Costas says Democrats may have gaslit America over Biden's decline. You never know. Gaslighters of America. How can Europe reduce its military dependence on the United States? Right now, you can't. Nope. It's a world thing now. Now we're all stuck in the world blender. But we're not stuck. Like, we're going to get delivered out of it, but it's going to be a little process. Delta Airlines adopts new rule for flight attendant uniforms after Palestinian something. Oh, great. The red, green, and orange. Is Palestinian colors red, green, and white? Red, green, and white? I don't remember what they are. Centerpoint asks for $100 million in 2023 to harden the grid. The feds said no. I honestly don't remember what Centerpoint is. I'd have to do a little bit more research. I want to say they're connected to financial things. And I'm pretty sure they are now that I look below and I see the Dow Jones and S&P 500, NASDAQ. And they're all up. They're all like booming. And it's kind of annoying because I'm not sure how it works, but no matter what anybody says around the world, the market does the opposite of what everyone in the world says. I don't know how to explain that other than it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what you do. And everybody will tell you the same thing. It doesn't matter. Like, when you put your money in, it'll go down. And when you take your money out, it'll go up. And it does it for everybody. So, I don't know. None of us can explain it. All right. So, Apple iPhone 16 Pro major upgrade is just the beginning. Okay, for iPhone, I still have like a 7CS or something like that. SE. And it still works perfectly. Like, it handles all my phone calls and lets me download some dumb apps to get rid of some time. So, I would like it, honestly, if the lens never got fogged up or scratched. Like, if you can make anti-scratch lenses, like, that would be the number one thing. Anti-fog lenses. I don't know if the new one's got that, but all I know is, like, of course I have a case over it, but and those lenses get scratched and fogged up, but if I didn't have a case over it, then the iPhone would get scratched and fogged up. Hey, that could be the new word, fogged up, instead of using the bad words, you know? Yo, that's fogged up. That's pretty good, actually. What's next for Bitcoin price? Probably through the floor is what I'm guessing. Like, I would say if you're a Bitcoin, I would slam that thing so low that nobody can get their money out and give them all $1,000 check at the end of the day. Here's a $1,000 check. Thank you for playing the Bitcoin game. It's been a wild ride. Crypto sentiment plunges to extreme fear. Ooh, as Bitcoin attempts to break upper extreme fear. Oh, great. Time running out to buy cheap XRP, analysts warn. XRP, I think that's connected to the BRICS. That's what I think it's connected to. That's why it's kind of valuable. And I think Bitcoin's basically connected to the Federal Reserve. I think that's why those two coins kind of go at it. The Social Security cost of living adjustment. Oh, Social Security might get another raise. Can you only imagine when those Social Security checks get cut off and the medicine, like the, what's the stuff called that you need for your kidney disease or no, your pancreas disease. It is called, jeez. What is the stuff called you injected into yourself, which you shouldn't do, but it helps with the pink insulin. Yeah, when that all gets cut off, yeah. I'm like, man, people have themselves in some positions. So hopefully Social Security people have used their Social Security wisely and the insulin people have stocked up or have figured out a way to control themselves without the use of insulin. St. Louis only kosher deli closes after 60 years. The only kosher deli in St. Louis is closing, leaving a lawsuit of $150,000. Wow. That's kind of silly. The only kosher deli in St. Louis is taken off. Hopefully they're going back home and setting up kosher ones in the Holy Land. Jewish community takes food inspection agency to court over slaughter guidelines. Yeah. A lot of people need to go to court over their slaughter guidelines. Honestly. Hey, time's out. What are we doing? All right. Take care. God bless. Have a good day.
La avodah Hashem.